joining us for the Let's Talk Ministry. It's getting closer and closer to Christmas, and it's been kind of fun to think about entering into this Christmas season. What are some things that Jesus might have said that really kind of give us some clarity to live, you know, differently in the world that we live in, slowing us down from the lights and all that stuff and family and all these different meetings to here's Jesus and opportunity to be with him. And so looking at Matthew chapter 18, at the time the disciples came to Jesus saying, who's the greatest in the kingdom? So you got this little thing going on with the disciples, who's going to be the greatest in the kingdom? And Jesus kind of calling a child to him, he put him in the midst and said, truly, truly, I say to you, unless you turn and become like child or children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Can you imagine the shock, the awe look, like you got to be kidding me look back to Jesus? Like, look, we're thinking about all the things that you can do. We've seen you do all these amazing things. We've been part of all these things. And you're telling me it's not about what we're going to do. Like, there's not going to be 1, 2, 3, 4. There's not going to be the MVP in heaven. There's not going to be this, we rank on this side and that side. No. It's just this child. Whoever humbles himself, whoever says, okay, yeah, Jesus, I'm going to come to you. I'm going to come talk to you. I'm going to listen to you. Jesus, I'm going to follow you. I'm going to go where you go. I'm going to make life not about me. I'm just going to make life about being with you. You're telling me that's the greatest thing? And so now the disciples are going to have to process, are they going to be willing to make the decision? Whoever humbles himself, are they going to be willing to say, okay, I'm going to set this aside and I'm going to be like this just because what you've told us, Jesus, is what you've said, and now your words are going to matter to me, not just in the experience of the joy of being with you, but okay, now that I'm going to follow you, I'm going to have to say, okay, that's truth. Now I'm going to walk in that truth, which would be contrary to all that the disciples were watching. They were seeing the Gentiles do this and do that, and so society's going in a different direction. You have this guy that's come along and chosen them, and now he's part of their family, and they're part of his family, and they're walking and doing life together. And they're starting to figure out, hey, we want to be like him. So no, humble yourself, become like a child, follow me. And it's really kind of fun if you want to go continue on in the Gospels and then just kind of flip through and remind yourself as you kind of scroll through the book of Acts, and you got this Peter guy that's going to talk and God's going to use him in his weakness where he's, I'm going to, cut off the ear and I'll never deny you. And, you don't have to wash my feet and I'll protect you. You're not going to suffer. And then Acts, once the Holy Spirit shows up, humility becomes part of who he is. And power is in Peter's life, not because of Peter and any of his gifts and abilities, but because the Holy Spirit's inside of him. And or if you go to John and think about him being shipped away to this island and nobody's there, and yet he's writing out words about the light of the world. And if you've got Jesus, you've got life, and how that's radically affected generations for years to come. That, wait a second, Jesus is enough, and I've got life. Or telling us, hey, don't love the things of the world because they're passing away. And how many families over the years, dads and moms said, oh, you know what? I need to go in a different direction. It's not about the world. It's about that stuff is going away. And so as you journey through your Christmas season, what would be words that you think Jesus would want for you to think through and process? Today it's Matthew chapter 18, little children. Might be something different for you. But let's pray and then hope you have a great day. God bless. God, thank you for this day and just the opportunity to celebrate Christmas, opportunity to have the word of God in front of us, life in your name. And so help us now as we process that, as we look through things and see what you said. Help us to be good sons and daughters that are willing to follow well. For your glory, Jesus, in your name we pray. Amen. God bless you, and have a great Friday.